Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going back to our previous conversation, I hate the door number two option. But the truth is, yes, if you know this guy isn't the guy, you got to move on and take door number two. If you know what you have right now isn't getting it done. But I really want a solid, solid decision from a guy who should know, a guy who has a finger on the pulse of the organization, is Steve Yzerman, who, by the way, this is about the most locked up organization that I've ever seen in Detroit sports as far as getting information out of it. Steve Yzerman is running a tight-ass ship over there, and it is hard to get information out of the Red Wings. It's much easier to get information out of other organizations.
Well,
he is running a tight ship.
And we're going to find out that Scott Harris is the same with what he does with the Tigers. But yes, Yzerman is nobody knows. Nobody has any idea.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Dan next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, hi. I'm listening to you guys this morning, and I'm just thinking back. You know, when you look at the sign of Patrick Kane this year and bring him on, you're believing that you have a possibility of making the playoffs. Otherwise, I don't think he would have come here to begin with. So my feeling is they lost this season at the trade deadline. They should have made a move for a defenseman. The defenseman that they had, I've been saying this all year when I call in. If you watch the last month and a half and watch Petrie out there, he's a cone. He's horrible. Just in these Montreal games, him standing in front of the net, clueless, on covering players, cost the Wings several goals. And my feeling is, when you look at our minor league players like Edmondson, who came up and played well, Albert Johansson, he is a defensive defenseman, and he has played very well in Grand Rapids. I would rather have someone like him up, younger, stronger, faster, defensive defenseman. He's not a puck carrier. He's not a wallman. He's not a Gossenmere. He's a defensive stay-at-home defenseman, which is what we needed.
Thank you, Dan. Let's go to Robin next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Robin.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Quick comments on the roster. Andrew Kopp, $5 million a year, 13 goals, huge disappointment, right around 30 years old. We're stuck with him unless we can trade him or eat some of his salary. It's just another example of a bad signing by Yzerman, who I have great respect for. But you look at him and Petrie and Gostisbehere, the Red Wings are slow. You've got Yzerman, arguably one of the fastest players in the league. He rarely dumps the puck. Otherwise, the strategy of Lalonde is to dump and chase. And when you're slow, you're not going to be the first to the puck.
Robin, thank you. We go to Tyler next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, guys. So back in 2017, when Joe was closing and Steve Yzerman was in town at the time as the GM for Tampa, every fan that was there, including myself, was screaming for him to come back home. Now he's home, and it's been nothing but a disappointment. Do we just have to lose faith in Steve Yzerman if he doesn't fire Malone this offseason? Because that's where I'm at right now. I don't trust it.
Has it been nothing but a disappointment? Because they've gotten better every year, haven't they?
They've gotten better, but he's not. You can't have Malone, who is not talking good to the press. He's making me lose faith in himself, as well as if Steve Yzerman is keeping him around, then I've got to lose faith in Steve Yzerman too, because you got to get rid of this coach. Otherwise, the team will implode on itself like it always has been for the last 8 years now.
Well, they haven't had talent.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
This team is not implode.
And Malone has nothing to do with the previous 6 years. He took over a team, had 80 points, came back the next year, had 91 points. Is that a team that's imploding under Malone?
As of right now, did you not see the eight game losing streak?
Did you not see the last three games where they fought their asses off and won them overtime?
I mean, I saw the whole season, believe me. But I saw the seven game losing streak, and I saw the winning streaks mixed in as well. The unbelievable play at the turn of the new year. It's all part of the entire resume. If that streak is that streak the biggest thing? I mean, that to you, unforgivable. Got to go. Captain's down, flu's okay. Captain's down, injured, flu going through the locker room. Got to go. If that's your, I would take more into consideration, but you're not.
Yeah, I'm not certain Derek Lalonde is the right guy, and I think you feel the same way. You're not certain.
I'm not certain either.
But
he just called the Yzerman era nothing but a disappointment. Okay, now there was COVID seasons mixed in here, but these are the point totals over the last 5 years. 39, 48, 74, 80, 91. Now, slow and steady progress isn't nearly as exciting and it doesn't instill faith as much as turning it around just like that. But there was a mess under Ken Holland that needed to get cleaned up. Now, but when you are slow and steady, you lose benefit of the doubt if there's a step back. And I feel like next year is the first year where we could be legitimately talking about replacing Steve Yzerman.
Well, he talked about Andrew Kopp, and this is a guy who Yzerman signed to a long-term deal. He's got 3 more years left on the deal at $5.6 million per season. It's a lot of money for someone that has not been a big-time producer in his career. You know, when he came to the Red Wings, his high point total in the season was 39 points with Winnipeg, and he had shown that he was in and out of the lineup a lot with injuries. Comes to the Red Wings, has his career high in points last year with 42 points. Played all 82 games. This year he played 79 games and had 33 points. It seems like it's a lot of money to pay for somebody that's not even a point every other game guy. So I understand the frustration with a signing there. And there are some other signings that he had that you're like, okay, but they weren't long-term. This is a long-term one that this one might bite him a little bit unless Kopp's got a lot more to give. But yeah, the fact is they got a bunch of free agents right now that they have to make decisions on this offseason, and I'm not sure you can make a strong case for any of them to come back.
Ed is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ed.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Who's the Scotty Bowman of 2024? Can we find him? Are they out there?
I think Scotty Bowman is a unicorn. The greatest coach in NHL history, and good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, well, we need a new coach. I don't know God, can Iserman go coach him?
Well, he's running the team. I'll let him run the team. I think. Look, do you trust Steve Iserman?
As a player, yes. As a GM, I don't know. Because he did well with the last organization he came from, but I want to see him win, but they just don't do it. I don't know what happened. I just don't know.
Well, they're winning more every year under him.
Oh. Yeah, they have gotten better.
They need a new coach. Someone that inspires the players.
All right, you're killing us with the win, but thank you. Bobby, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
Listen, I've been watching this organization for about 40 years, and I'm not into it like everybody else is, but from my standpoint, Iserman's doing a decent job. I wasn't even watching the last 7 or 8 years. Iserman got credentials, okay? He won Stanley Cups, so people need to shut up. Quit calling in like you know what he's doing. You basically got to have some luck, too, when you're drafting and signing players. You're talking about money. You got to consider money. Great drafts. Detroit got screwed out a couple of drafts, I heard, a couple of years ago. So what are you going to do about that? They can't do what the Knights are doing, like cherry-picking great players off of all of the other teams. So how in the hell what you expect out of the guy? He's got to have money issues. Wow. He's got to have the money issues together. He's got to have the draft, and he's got to sign great veterans. So what is everybody expecting? If they're improving, how do you go and fire the coach? Hire another coach, get another GM.
You know
people
what it is, Bobby?
I
hear you, and I'm kind of with you on this. I think what happens is it's the recency bias. It's what happened, once the losing started. They had a winning streak of 6 straight games, and then they lost, 8 out of the next 9 games and found themselves from a place where they were 8 points in front of the wild card spot to dropping down. Oh, my God, now they're in a race to even be in the wild card spot. And they kind of limped through it, you know. At one point, they went 5-15 in a 20-game span before they won the last 3 games of the season. So it's that. That's what has people saying, "Enough is enough." Instead of taking the step back, take a deep breath and look and see, was enough progress made to bring the coach back?
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too.
Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.